Now we're moving on to Detroit, where the mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, was pleading with the judge yesterday to stay out of jail after he apparently violated his parole.
If it was not Kwame Kilpatrick sitting in that seat, if it was John Sixpack sitting in that seat, what would I do?
That was actually the judge, and so it didn't work. The mayor asking for the judge to allow him to stay out of jail. This morning, the mayor is having breakfast in the Wayne County Jail, though he is expected to be released later today. Yet another legal problem facing the mayor and a list, a mounting list of charges, including 8 felony counts for perjury and obstruction of justice, not to mention renewed calls for him to step down. For the very latest, we're turning now to Jerome Vaughn, the news director at Public Radio's WDET in Detroit. Good morning, Jerome.
Good morning.
You want to lay this out for us? How did the mayor end up in jail?
Well, basically, he had a bond restriction. He couldn't travel out of state without informing the court first, and he took a trip over to Windsor, Ontario, just across the border in Canada. It's really like a 3 or 4 minute trip to have a meeting there. He didn't tell anybody, and the judge cracked down on him for it.
And this is coming on the heels of potential assault charges from last month the mayor's facing?
That's right. The mayor was out on his own recognizance until this incident happened a few weeks back. He allegedly shoved a sheriff's deputy who was serving some papers to a friend of his. That forced the judge to change the conditions of the bond, and the travel restrictions were sort of clamped down at that point. The judge at that time also said, don't come back in my court for some event like this. When the mayor showed up back in the courtroom, the judge said, sorry, we got to revoke the bond and you're going to jail.
And let's go even earlier than that and let's take a look at those 8 felony counts for perjury and obstruction of justice, which really began his legal troubles.
Right. He was in a trial. A couple of police officers had sued the city saying they were whistleblowers. They were mistreated once they tried to investigate some allegations of misdoing on the part of Mayor Kilpatrick and his staff of bodyguards. Well, during the trial, the mayor said some things about not having an affair with his chief of staff. Later on, text messages came out. They were published in the paper, and they were all over the place. And those text messages seemed to indicate otherwise, that the mayor may have had an affair with his chief of staff, thus led to the perjury charges and obstruction of justice charges that were filed earlier this year.
Okay, Jerome, you put that all together. You have a city that is suffering from the subprime mortgage crisis, lots of foreclosures in the Detroit area, a struggling automotive industry. These are tough times. Are the mayor's troubles paralyzing the city government?
Oh, absolutely they are. City Council has been pushing to get him out. They're having some hearings later this month to try to remove him from office. The governor has been asked to try to remove him from office. And deals aren't getting done. Part of the thing he went over to Windsor for was to get this tunnel deal. He's trying to sell the Detroit half of the Detroit-Windsor tunnel to raise enough money to fill a hole in the city budget. The mayor is saying without this deal going through, there are going to be 1,300 layoffs in September. So it's a mess.
But he went over to Canada to sell part of a tunnel to the Canadians?
Yes, he's trying to get Windsor officials to buy the Detroit half of the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel, which connects the two cities. That would raise about $65 million if that deal goes through and prevent these layoffs.
And what's interesting is there is some irony in that, right? That he was actually saying that he was trying to help the city, but yet he finds himself in more trouble than when he went over. Because even those members of city council, for example, who have stayed on the sidelines of this controversy up until now, they have joined the chorus of those calling on Kilpatrick to resign. Why won't he step down?
I think if you know the mayor, if you see him, I mean, he's got a great deal of pride. You know, he believes that he is the right person for the job. He believes that he's got a strong core of support in the city, which he does have a strong core of support. And he's going to press on
through. Even now, Jerome?
It's been dwindling, but there were about 100 people that were protesting in the mayor's favor in front of City Hall last night and more expected today.
Wow. So who comes out of this looking good? Let's say the mayor does either resolve his difficulties or gets out. What institution, what political leader, what constituency comes out of this looking good to the people of Detroit as the city tries to move forward?
I don't think anybody looks good out of it. I mean, to be frank, I think the mayor has been tarnished. Maybe he survives, but he's got to face a reelection bid next year. The city council looks impotent and to a large degree, and the whole region is suffering. This is on everywhere. The Takeaway, CNN, USA Today, it gives Detroit another black eye.
I like the way you slipped in the Takeaway, CNN. Nice line there. But let's listen to how the mayor sounded yesterday as he was addressing the judge, basically pleading.
My life has been revolutionarily transformed and is transforming in front of an eye of these media people that don't know me at all. Your Honor, I'm asking for, your forgiveness. It will never happen again. I said that. My lawyer said that at the bond hearing last time. This was before that time. It will never, ever happen again.
Jerome, is the mayor portraying himself perhaps as a victim of the media?
He has been. He's got some real people who he would consider nemeses in the media. There's one reporter in particular who has made his career in Detroit off of trying to find out things about the mayor. There's a newspaper reporter who's fabulous, who likewise may win a Pulitzer Prize for his work investigating the mayor. And so there is a real adversarial relationship between the media in Detroit and the mayor. And the mayor exploits that. He knows that his supporters also see the media as part of the problem, and he uses that to his advantage.
So at this point, there's no sign of when this may all come to an end one way or the other. What's up next quickly, Jerome?
Well, there's a hearing at 9 o'clock this morning to see what's going to happen with the bond, to see if he gets released from jail. At 10 o'clock, the state attorney general is going to hold a news conference, and the expectation is he may file felony assault charges for the incident involving that sheriff's deputy.
Jerome Vaughn, thanks so much for unraveling some of this story for us. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Jerome Vaughn, he's the news program director at the public radio station WDET.
That's a great station. A lot to do and see on our website. It's opening day of the Olympic Games in Beijing. Who are you rooting for? What event would you win a gold medal in? We're asking that all during the Olympics. I spoke to this lovely woman this week.
What's your Olympic event, ma'am?
What
would you win a gold medal in?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything. What's your event?
8778 My Take. We want to hear about it. Our Veep Stakes trading is still going strong on Facebook. Almost 1,000 of you are playing our game. We love that. Where you get to pick the candidates before McCain and Obama do. And remember, you're running out of time on this because eventually they're going to pick candidates.
Stock prices are updated hourly based on references in blogs and news articles. Here's your takeaway for today.
Lord, help me to cross the Rouge River.
That's not the mayor of Detroit.
No, that's certainly not. That's Bishop Charles Ellis III from Detroit. He's from the New Rogelle Golf Course. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.